Hi everyone, this is Chanel.
I'm Anne-Marie Guidos.
And welcome to Sweet 15.
I'm just waiting on my passport. Passing by the days, wishing I could fast forward. Practicing my accent, manifesting world tours.
Recently, the suite has been graced with the presence of musicians from every possible genre, from pop to country to alternative and now to rap. Hailing from Down Under in Newcastle, Australia, we are joined by Conflict, a 19-year-old rapper inspired by the ever-evolving hip-hop landscape. A true lyricist, Conflict uses his music and platforms as a form of self-expression and social commentary. Here today to discuss his latest single, Passport, we have Conflict in the house. Do you want to go ahead and introduce yourself? Tell the listeners what they should know about you.
For sure. So I'm Conflict. I first got into music when I was 14. I released my first song. It was pretty bad. But after that, I took a bit of a break and I only started getting back into it in 2022. So ever since then, I've kind of been full steam ahead and I've been just working and working, trying to, you know, level up my skills and been doing shows, you know, like around the state and everything, interstate as well. So yeah, just been trying to grow my audience and grow as a person as well, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah. So at the moment you're 19, but like you said, you've been pretty much doing this since 14. What was kind of like the beginning of your calling into like creating music?
Just, I guess, like my family is not like a musical family at all, but my dad was like always showing me new music and stuff. And it was, I guess, just, yeah, being put onto new music constantly. And then, you know, just finding a love for hip hop. Like through my dad showing me, you know, classic albums and all that. And like I've always loved English as well. So, you know, it kind of makes sense that, you know, I fell in love with the art form. And it's also like wanting to push myself further and see how I can better myself as an artist and, you know, trying to like level up rhyme schemes and everything. It's just, yeah, it's a fun challenge for me as well.
Nice. And so you mentioned you don't really come from this musical family, and I know it's a really intense process kind of creating and writing music. So how did you teach that to yourself and get involved in it if you didn't have much to go off of?
I don't know. I've like when it comes to other stuff like in school and that, I was always like pretty focused in. So when I started to try to like write my own lyrics and everything, I would just spend like hours, just like had a little notebook and I was just, you know, writing and writing away. It was like all pretty terrible, like, but it's, I guess, getting over that hurdle of being bad at the start so that you can actually, you know, see some progress in the future.
Yeah. And I've seen in quite a few of your musics, like you have people either featured on them that you're working and rapping with. So how do you also like, kind of like build this community of like artists just like yourself?
I guess it's just reaching out to people, like letting them know that you like, you know, their stuff. And another like good form of like finding connections is TikTok. I found heaps of artists through TikTok and, you know, I just, they reached out to me, I reached out to them, say, you know, we liked each other's music, let's work. And it kind of just, yeah, arises from there.
Yeah, I mean, even with like what we see, like you have quite a bit of music out. Like you said, you've been doing this for some time, but like you can also see like the grind of what you're doing through your music and everything like that too. So it's really impressive. It's really impressive.
Okay, and so before we started recording this interview, hot off the presses, we found out that Conflict's real name is Jackson. So we want to know, kind of where did your stage name come from? What is the inspiration?
Yeah, so when I made my first song, I didn't have a name or anything. That was like my biggest like struggle trying to find their name. I literally just picked up a dictionary and I was going through and I was trying to find words that kind of suited, you know, what I wanted to portray. And ironically enough, I chose Conflict. Like for the purpose of like, I've always felt internally conflicted, I guess. Like I'm very indecisive as a person, so like making decisions can be hard for me, and like, you know, sometimes my heart tells me this but tells me that. So I always, you know, kind of had a bit of like a, I don't know, like two little people like stretching a rope in my brain, you know, saying, oh, this or that. So I thought, well, it's quite fitting. And yeah, I chose Conflict.
With a K, not a C.
With a K. Well, I had to, you know, differentiate myself. And I was looking online and there was quite a few with the C. So I was like, oh, well, I'll use a K instead.
I love it.
Stand out.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you also talked about like how your father kind of introduced you to like some of the music that he was interested in, and then you also kind of found your own kind of journey within music. So what are some artists that kind of like inspire you?
Ooh, that's a good question. honestly, I'm inspired by like everything at the moment, but if I had to like dial down on a few artists, it'd definitely be J. Cole. He's like a massive one for me. Saba, I love Saba. He's probably like top five for me. Mac Miller, that's like stylistically, I take inspiration from him. I've been listening to a lot of Tizo Touchdown lately. I love Tizo. And yeah, just he's an artist. Lil Kana from the UK, from Australia, JK47. He's like one of my favorite rappers from here. I got to meet him like a while back, and such a nice guy. So that's it.
And then you had to choose one to make a collab with. Who would it be?
That's such a tough question. Oh,
that's what we're here for.
You must choose one.
We're asking the tough questions the people want to know.
Yeah, honestly. As much as I love him more, I gotta say J. Cole, like he kills every feature he does. It's pretty obvious.
You won. You won. I don't know if this was a competition or a test, but either way you won.
You know, you kinda have to, if you know.
Yeah, honestly.
Nice. And so we know you're from Australia, so I wanna know what's the hip hop scene or music scene like there, and if you draw any inspiration from any Australian performers.
Yeah. It's quite different. Like I've noticed, like from the scene, you know, over there, and even like the UK, it is kind of similar to the UK a bit. Like at the moment, like it's a lot of like really cool drill artists coming out of Australia, like 1-4, who've been killing it. Obviously, we've got Kid Laroi, who's been killing it. But it's kind of different. Like there's starting to be a bit of a change in the scene, like. Taking more inspiration from, you know, the UK and America, like a lot more melodic stuff coming out, which is super sick to see, because you know, in the past it's been a lot of, I guess, like boom bap kind of grime stuff. So it's cool to see, you know, picking up a bit more melodic stuff, and I try to incorporate that into some of my newer releases which I have unreleased and all. That's been good. Good to see it evolve.
Yeah, and even talking about that, like a lot of hip hop and rap kind of this like lies heavily within like the lyrics. So what is like kind of your creative process when it comes to like songwriting and like getting an idea down on paper and then producing it into music?
Yeah, that's a good question. I mean, usually sometimes I do start with the lyrics, but a lot of the time I hear a beat first, and that's what shapes what I write about. So my process is usually like skimming through like heaps and heaps of beats until I find one that's kind of fitting what my mood is at that point in time. Like if I'm feeling a bit, you know, down, I'll choose one that's a bit more sad. If I'm feeling pretty happy, I'll choose one that's happy. And then I kind of, you know, go from that. I almost, you know, try to feel what the beat is saying and then try to complement that and, bring my own stuff into that beat.
Yeah, okay, nice. And then now with the Passport coming out, like, what was kind of like your feeling? What was the feeling or the beat that got you for the song?
Yeah, I was listening to the beat and it was just like, it felt like it was taking me away a bit. And, you know, I had just got my passport the day beforehand, so I was already feeling like in a good mood, and I was like, well, you know, it makes sense. So I kind of wanted to capture that feeling of, you know, when you're waiting for your passport to arrive, it's like a ticket away to, you know, go anywhere, I guess. And I was kind of feeling like trapped. I was feeling a bit trapped in, you know, the city and that, and just wanting to, you know, get away from stuff. I still haven't traveled anywhere with it yet, but I'm planning to this year. So that was the kind of vibe.
Conflict.
That was actually one of my questions was, do you have a passport? Because I recently discovered that 52% of Americans do not have a passport, but 48% do. So I was curious, like, where are you going to go with your passport? Where's your first trip?
Definitely to the States. My stepmom's actually American, so yeah, I'll probably
Okay.
be heading over end of the year.
Yes, come visit us in New York.
Chanel, you're in
Yeah, that'd be
Paris.
great.
I know, but I'll be in New York. Conflict, let me know when you'll head there and I'll come too, okay?
All right, too easy.
Yeah, sounds like a deal.
And you also mentioned, like, in your song, you mentioned going from Sydney to New
To New
York,
York,
right? Yeah, so what are you looking forward to seeing in New York?
Well, I've only been once, and that was 2019, and we only spent the day, so I think this time I'd love to check out like one of the like Broadway shows. I feel like that would be pretty sick. But also just like exploring, you know, just I don't know, more stuff and just seeing what there is to offer. Do you have any recommendations at all?
Don't come. It's a terrible place.
No. We actually had a friend about your age, actually, from New Zealand, who came to New York for the first time. And Emery met him and took him to a bunch of places.
I wouldn't say a
So,
bunch of places. I took him to get pizza. We got pizza.
yeah, so we recommend you
It
to get
was
some
very
New York slice
helpful.
pizza.
If you need a pizza spot, I got you.
Right, sweet.
Yeah. But the right question was, you're looking forward to seeing Sweet 15. That was the right question.
No,
That was the
yes.
right answer. That was the right answer.
I
The right answer, sorry.
was gonna say that. I was gonna say that.
He didn't want to, he wanted us to get too excited.
Yeah.
We have to be on our toes.
Yeah. And also, because you created the song, there was another person on the track too. Was it Mushi?
Moochie.
Yeah, Mushi. Yeah. So what was, like, the process of also, like, creating something with another artist? Like, how do y'all kind of, like, feed off each other's energy and, like, build up on a song together?
Yeah, well, I've worked with him once before on a song called Time Lapse, and he put on his, 'cause I was with this song, I had the like my verse obviously, and then I had the second verse, which was like completely empty, and I was, you know, thinking I need someone on this, I don't know who. And then I saw that he put on his story one day. He was like, you know, I'm doing some features today, like let me know if you got something. And I was like, that'd be perfect, you know, being from a different country. And like, you know, the topic, it makes sense, you know, to get someone from somewhere else. So I hit him up and sent him the song, and he liked it. And he got it back to me, his verse, and I think it might have been an hour and a half or 2 hours. Like, you know, I told him, you know, the premise of the song, and he understood it like very well. He's a great artist. Like he knew what he was doing, and yeah, just sent it through, and I was very impressed with it.
Nice. Okay, cool. And so it's so funny when you first reached out to me about your song Passport, I didn't know if you were going to be a real person or not. I saw the email and I, 'cause it could have been spam. You know, like, you never know. You get like spam email and stuff all the
Yeah,
time.
no, I get you.
I know where
But
this is
then
going.
no, you don't. But I started listening to your songs and I actually really like them. I hope the song viral and D&D, and I was like, oh, this is really cool. Like, we'd love to have him on the podcast. So I'm just curious, like, what's next for you? What are you planning to do next? You're gonna have more songs, you're gonna drop an EP. What's gonna happen?
Yeah, 100%. Well, I've got a song coming out in February. I haven't announced it yet, but it's coming. And I think I counted the other day. I have over 70 unreleased songs that I'm sitting on at the moment, and I
Oh,
keep
wow.
on building upon that.
7-0?
Yeah, seven
No,
zero.
there's no way.
Yes. It's crazy. It does my head in. All I can think about is, you know, what am I releasing? What am I not? What do I have to fix? But I'm working on two EPs, an album, and a mixtape for this year.
Oh my
And maybe
goodness.
more. We'll see what happens. But yeah.
Okay,
Wow.
nice. nice.
He's gonna be so
That's an exclusive for you.
That's an exclusive.
We have to run. We have to run to the presses right now. Okay, awesome. And then I have one more question, which you might hate us for after, but I want to know, have you listened to 5 Seconds of Summer? And if so, what are your thoughts on them?
I have. I actually used to really like them as a kid. Like, funny enough that you say that.
I told her that you were not going to know who this man was. You're going to be like, why did she ask this question?
She begged me to remove it. She begged me to remove it from the agenda, but I had to know if you liked them and if you knew them personally. I just needed to know.
I don't know them personally. I probably couldn't name many songs now, but I did used to listen to them like when I was a bit younger. Yeah.
Okay, good. Okay, just so you know, this is a question from the fans. This was just for a friend. So
of course. It was for a friend. Yeah. I have another question that you're probably gonna hate us for. But in your passport, you said that you're working on your accent. Which accent is it? Is it like the American accent? Is the UK accent? And then you have to do it for us.
Oh. All right. Yeah, I mean, yeah, that line's like more American accent.
American.
Okay. I don't really have a good one. I'm not gonna lie.
You're working on it.
Yeah, that's true. I don't even know what to say. Like, give me a phrase, and then I'll see what I can.
You can do the New Yorker accent, like I'm walking here.
That's a Brooklyn.
I'm walking
accent.
Here.
Yeah, you got it.
Pretty good. I think once you come and visit New York, you'll have a much better interpretation of the accent. And like,
yeah,
I think so.
We can't fairly judge him yet.
Oh, Colin, it was so lovely having you here. Pretty much every time we close off the episode, we want to ask our guests to say the first thing that comes to their mind, but the last thing that they want to leave the listeners with. So we'll give you a few seconds to think about it, and then you could let us know.
Yeah, I know what I want to say.
You know? Okay. Go for it.
All right. My one, thing I always say to people is just be yourself. Like, nobody can take that away from you. Like, don't try to be anyone else. Just, indulge in who you are. Try to be a good person and, help others. That's my message.
Oh, amazing.
That's beautiful.
And then, of course, lastly, you can leave us your tags where people can find you, Instagram, TikTok.
Yeah.
Spotify.
Yeah, so on Spotify it's Conflict, Conflikt. On Instagram it's Conflict with AUS at the end for Australia, and it's also the same on my TikTok as well. So yeah.
So signing off here, this has been Chanel.
This has been Anne-Marie.
This has been Conflict or Jackson, whatever you want to say. And this is Sweet 15.
Yes, thank you for joining us in Sweet 15.
The recording has stopped.